Thank you, Chair. Good morning, everyone. I would like to make reference to the proposed indicators B3 alt. First, B3B. I understand that maybe if we are going to move B3A to G, that could be a feasible exercise also for B3B. Maybe we could move both indicators to G, and then it could be, because again, I understand that for some countries, relocation is a measurement or is something like displacement, but it really isn't. Relocation is also a measure of protection, preemptive protection, if you may. So maybe within early warning systems, to foresee that those populations are in peril, then you need to move them with the proper means. So maybe we could swift this also to G. But anyway, we support that indicator, but we think it should be on G, following what we have done with 3BA. Relating to 3B alt, I understand the concern of certain countries of the need to measure how many people are displaced due to disasters. But the thing is, as I said yesterday, that displacement is a much more complicated thing. And I'm thinking, for example, how we are going to make a difference between a person that has been displaced by any other cause from its community, from its home, from the person that has been displaced from its community or home because of a disaster in overlapping situations. For example, if you have a conflict zone where there are indeed displacement, and in that conflict zone then happens an earthquake or any other hazardous event, how are you going to make a difference which displaced is displaced because of the conflict and which is displaced because of the disaster? That is going to be extremely hard to measure. And then we could have two results. On the one hand, you are going to measure too many people displaced on the umbrella of disasters, which are really not so much, or you are going to undermeasure it, because most people are going to say, no, I fled because of the other situation, not of the disaster. So I think I understand that it's important for certain countries. Maybe they can do it at a national level, and it's fine with that. But displacement is not a phenomena in every country. There are certainly an important number of countries where you have displacement, but also there's guidance, there's mandates, and there's scopes in the United Nations system to deal with the problem of displacement. And I don't think UNISDR is the proper one. So I would urge not to include this indicator, this proposal. Maybe for some countries, as I said, we could have it at a national level, and it's fine. And if you want to disaggregate, okay, within my affected people, I have 300 in this category, 200 in another, and you didn't ask me, but I'll provide the information that I had 200 people displaced because of this disaster. And that's fine, but it shouldn't be in the global menu of indicators, at least from our point of view. Also, on B6, I think that this indicator is much more difficult to decide upon, because ethically, I think we should include it. But practically, I don't know how we are going to measure, how we are going to make this number alike with the other numbers on what we are trying to do. Because this is also a protection measure. Giving food or giving aid is also a protection measure. So with the rationale we have been doing to not to include here things that aren't of a protective nature, I don't know how we're going to do, but I'm fine with the indicator. Maybe we can put it otherwhere else. And finally, in relation to B7, I'm struggling also with this indicator, because I think either we define what livelihoods are, and which kind of livelihoods we are going to measure if they are lost. Because I think livelihood is a very large concept and very difficult to measure from one type of livelihood to another. For example, for a peasant, maybe, for a shepherd, maybe his livelihood is his cattle. And you can count how many cows or whatever died or were sick as a result of a disaster. But when we are talking to jobs in industry and marketplaces, it's much more difficult. So I don't know how we are going to do this. So at the first, seeing that it is so difficult, I would advise and I would incline not to include this indicator. Thank you so much, President.